biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices. Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.
It is a huge week, Beef. Keep in mind that every caller that goes to air, no matter what the competition, no matter what the phone topic, we will fill their tank with petrol. It is Petrol Palooza. Petrol's pretty expensive right now. And for the tradies, you know, they're filling up their utes as well. It's not cheap.
Absolutely. So, Nick, the mechanical plumber from Doncaster, we've just filled your tank, buddy.
Hey, thank you.
Hey.
Nick, so that's just for literally dialing our number. Now the fun kicks in. What are you going to perform for us?
Tribute by Tenacious D.
Oh, what a great song.
Oh, okay. This is not the greatest song. Oh, yes. This
is just a tribute. Jack Black and the gang. Yeah.
I've forgotten how good that was.
I love that.
Here we go.
Great song, Nick. Okay, good luck. Off you go.
All right. A long time ago, me and my brother Carl here were hitchhiking down a long and lonesome road when all of a sudden there shined a shiny demon in the middle of the road. And he said, play the best, the song in the world or I'll eat your souls. So me and my friend Carl looked at each other and we said, okay. So we played the first thing that came to our heads, just so happy to be. It was the best song in the world. It was the best song in the world. Look into my eyes, it's easy to see. 1 and 1 make 2, 2 and 1 make 3. It was destiny. Oh, sorry, guys.
Mate, you were awful, and that's what we want.
Please, don't be sorry.
I loved it, Nick.
Mm.
And you know what, great, you know, Nick, you know the lyrics, you know the song.
Absolutely.
That's all this is. And what a great, I had a memory that Dave Grohl was the devil in that film clip.
Yes, he was. He was
a great cameo.
He was part of that band, sort of in a cameo sense. And look, it's never a great sign when a performance ends with an apology, but still, well done. Well
Nick,
played.
You were awesome. Now, Stephen Scaffolder from Druin. Hey, Stephen.
How you going?
Yeah, good, Stephen. Guess what? Your tank is full. Petropalooza.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now, Stephen, what are you going to perform for us?
I'm playing Longest Time by Billy Joel.
Oh, yes. Well done.
Classic.
Good stuff. For the longest
time. What a morning.
Got a real barbershop quartet feel to it. Which is, there's not enough of that on the Fox.
Oh. It's a great song. I reckon we've played it in our bangers. Okay, good luck, Stephen. Off you go.
Thank you. If you said goodbye to me tonight, there would still be music left to write. What else could I do? I'm so inspired by you. That hasn't happened for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time.
Doing all the parts.
Wow.
I loved it.
I had my
eyes closed then and I was lost. That was beautiful, Stephen.
Oh, wow. Was your tank full? You love saying that, don't you?
I do. Now, Jackson, thank you for that, Stephen. Well done. Jackson from King Lake, a carpenter. How are you, Jackson?
Fantastic. How are you, Fifi?
Yeah, very well, Jackson. Your tank's full. We filled that for you, so... Winning! Now, Jackson, what are you going to sing for us?
Wake Me Up by Evanescence.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the official song title is Bring Me to Life. But, yeah, that's the chorus lyric. Yeah. Okay,
I love that. This is like going back to the early 2000s,
yeah,
isn't it?
This is your hitting zone, Fee.
This is where I live. I love it. Okay, Jackson, off you go.
Wake me up. Wake me up inside. Can't wake up. Wake me up inside and save me. Call my name. Save me from the dark. Wake me up. Bid my blood to run. Can't wake up. Before I come undone and save me. Save me from the sin. Now speak.
Oh, wow. What an emotional
Jacko.
What I loved about what Jackson did there, Fev, he took on various roles, and one of those roles is a very high soprano. What was her name? Amy.
That's right.
I think she was an opera singer. So, Jackson, that was challenging, and you did great.
And one of them sounded like a character from The Muppets, which was extraordinary.
I've been known to be called a Muppet.
Well done.
I'm glad you rang, Jackson, because we found out where Boxy lives. no one knows where she lives, but... Nick, but you were good, mate. Have a Merry Christmas. And Stephen, you were amazing, mate. Where is Stephen? Can you sing again, Stephen?
Oh, so Stephen's back on the line?
Oh, mate.
Okay.
Stephen, can you just send us... You've won, brother. You've won. What did you win?
Woo! Yes!
Oh! He's won a great prize.
For the longest time.
Whoa!
He's still going.
Oh, mate, what a tune.
For the longest time.
There he goes. They're still going. No, well done. Congratulations to you.
He loves it.
A great effort, mate. You obviously already had your tank filled by Fief, and now you have won this great prize. It is a $250 voucher to spend at Urban Alley Brewery. Good times, great food, and even better beer.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
The Docklands. They're open from 12 p.m. until late. We love their support on this show. Very popular prize. Well done. Tradeoke. Can you believe we've closed the book for Tradeoke for the year there, guys?
Oh, I can't believe that.
After everything we've been through.
So over summer, all our tradies just start rehearsing. We're going to come back with a corker, a great addition next year.
Where are we going?
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Hughesy. Tuesday.
Hughesy.
It's wonderful, wonderful to be with you legends on a Tuesday.
It's so good to hang out with a winner, Hughesy, and you are a winner.
I am.
The old bacon eggplant versus eggplant. Bacon eggplant versus eggplant.
I think it's bacon versus eggplant challenge. We wanted to call it the Hunger Games, but apparently we couldn't because they might have sued us, apparently.
Right.
So,
is that right?
And people die in the Hunger Games. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was that competitive, though, Fev, you know. I mean, I was prepared to die.
So what was this about, Hughesy? Well, I mean, what happened with this on your show?
Well, I mean, I became a vegan about a month ago now, along with Fev, when we watched the Game Changers documentary. And, Ed Cavalli is a proud meat eater and just was at me and at me about how my lifestyle choice was going to ruin me physically. And so we decided to take them on. So the vegans took on the meat eaters in a series of physical challenges. So, including the hang, the hang where you hang from a pole for as long as you can. And the vegans won that.
Yeah,
incredible.
Watch that. Incredible.
I hung just about as long as Ed Cavalli, and that's amazing because he's got arms the size of oak trees but twigs for legs. So you think he'd be able to, hang forever, but he couldn't. Yeah, so
I hang forever all the time.
Yeah.
Now, Hughesy, haven't eaten meat for almost a month as well. Now, I love meat. I love meat. And I think the more you eat, the more energy you've got, the more you want to do things, the stronger you feel. But I actually feel like I've got a lot of energy.
Yeah, right. So you've said that meat gives you energy, but you don't eat meat and you've got energy.
Yeah.
So that's sort of logic. You can't beat that logic.
Well,
he's front and center as a vegan. Yep.
They told us to eat heaps of protein, eat steak, load up because you need the energy. But, mate, I used to eat heaps of meat. Now I'm not eating meat. I've got more energy than I did when I was playing sport. I'm active.
We could get you back for Carlton, the vegan at Carlton.
Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What? You know what Michael Jordan, you know, the great Michael Jordan once said, when one of the other players said, "Why do you eat like a bird?" Apparently didn't eat much. And Michael Jordan said, "So I can fly."
Oh, yes. Fev's going to fly.
Hughesy, we're throwing the word vegan around a lot. He is actually a pescatarian. So he's having fish and he's eating eggs and dairy. I mean, you're eating a lot of the things vegans do.
He's not a vegan. Full stop.
Yeah.
Story.
I said pescatarian.
Okay, but he's on the journey, guys. He's on the journey. I mean,
this is a different journey to you, Hughesy.
Speak for Fev. Fev is freaking out his fan base.
I know that.
I mean, people are going to they're going to pubs and seeing Fev.
Mate, I walked into the butcher yesterday to buy the kids some chicken, and my father-in-law and Alex and Daniel and Mia, and he goes, you're back, you're eating meat again. And I said, no, this is for the kids. And he's like, mate, you need to eat meat. And I said, I don't.
Okay, no, Fev is a pescatarian hero. Now, we just do need to check in, though, Hughesy, with Fief's vegan journey, because let's not forget, both of these guys embarked on a vegan journey.
Well, she watched a heap of docos. You watched about seven docos put you off meat, yeah?
I did. I watched a whole weekend, and then I was not only a vegan, I've decided to be a low-carb keto vegan, which is quite difficult to get rid of all of that, like get rid of carbs and meat and try to be keto.
Is it just lettuce?
Well, it was. It was until I... until I had two Big Macs and then I had lasagna for dinner last night. So.
Mate, she lasted 2 days.
Oh, they were a good 2 days. Nah,
they all were.
Beef. All right. Yeah, 13 past seven. Husey the vegan, Feb the pescatarian, and Feef, I don't know what you call yourself now. What are you now?
Well, I think I'm a McDonald's customer.
They will all hang around. This is The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Husey Tuesday.
But you're more than that, Husey. You do so much. And not only are you entertaining Australia every afternoon, you are giving back to the local community, like kids.
Cashing.
No, you went and spoke to a group of grade six children, motivational speech.
Absolutely, I did. In the morning, I did open a local Coles St Kilda. So that was that wasn't cash, Fev. And we've had this conversation off air. That was an invoice involved in there, and I'll be paying. And I told you it was a community service because I'm paying tax and those taxes.
Okay.
You said bull BS, and you sent it in a voicemail really loudly. I'm like, it was Friday afternoon for you, and you had your own opinions, and you wouldn't be swayed from them. So
I needed meat at that time. I was
exactly.
Like,
exactly. So yes, on Friday afternoon or lunchtime, I went to and talked to a grade six class about their transition into secondary school. So I mean, it's hard when I get to do motivational speeches because I say, do I tell them my story where I was ducks. I went to university. I dropped out. I went on the dole for 7 years and I started comedy. You can do it too. So, you know? Look, this is actually the grade six class where my wife teaches. My wife's a full-time school teacher now. And she was like, what are you going to say to them? I said, I don't know. I was going to talk about how magic it is to be alive. And she says, no, they need to hear things about working hard and how it pays off. And I'm like, I don't think I'm that guy. You know? So,
We could do that together. I could go in and say, oh, didn't do any school, played footy, lost everything, went to rehab, and now I'm on radio.
Yes, and it's worked.
And then you
for
can
you.
Say the same thing.
You know what?
And I'll be like, how easy is radio?
I mean, that is an issue. But you know what? What I said to them, Fev, and all jokes aside, is don't take life too seriously.
No.
You know, you can work hard, but relax and laugh along, and it'll work out. And they actually, they took that on board. So, yeah, and you should, Fev, should definitely do it. I know, Fifa, you do motivational speeches, don't you?
Do you know what? No, I love a speech, Husey. I haven't really done many lately, but I, the boys make fun of me because when I was at school, when I was school captain, and I had to do the speech at speech night, I didn't go to schoolies. I instead stayed home every night and diligently wrote my speech.
Just to prepare. Well.
So,
I mean, why haven't you gone on to open the Academy Awards? Do you know what I mean? That's sort of dedication.
I am quite dedicated.
Husey is going to be back for your drive home, the Savo. Mate, we love you on our show, and we hope we can make arrangements for you to be back every Tuesday for next year as well, mate. No,
it's on already. It's in the book, guys.
There you go.
The Fox. 101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Josh Brolin, actor, a great actor actually, very fine actor. He has caused himself an injury, Fev, whilst sunbaking. Now, it's firstly
got burned.
But in an interesting area. Firstly, sunbaking shouldn't be a thing anymore, really. He should be protecting his skin. Yeah. What he's done though is he's done something which is a new trend, and a lot of healers on social media are saying this is, it's like a new wave, a new thing to do.
Yeah.
And it's called butt sunning.
Get your butt burnt.
Get your butt, but well, all your privates. So your nether regions in general. What? You just have to get it all out there exposed to the sun. And they're saying,
burn your willy.
Expose it to the sun. This is all from a lady called Metaphysical Megan.
Right. Okay.
Physical Megan claims herself to be a healer and an ascension way shower. So it involves exposing all your privates to the sun, and you get some alleged health benefits. So Josh Brolin's given this a shot, and he's burnt his perineum.
That's certainly a medical term.
I had a lot of respect for Josh before I read this story.
A good beach to go to.
where they do that. I think you do it in your backyard.
Oh.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's
I don't think you can. Like, don't get me wrong, there are nudist beaches, but like, at least on a nudist beach, I've never been to one. I imagine they're just lying there. They're not exposing themselves, spread eagled, and trying to get every part of their body exposed to the sun. That would be really provocative.
Really confronting. Very confronting beach.
Your mate Josh, what movie Roland. Is he in?
You know, No Country for Old Men.
Great actor.
He's a brilliant actor. His son, he's the James Brolin's his dad. He's married to Barbara Streisand.
Oh, okay. Factoid
for you.
I know Barbara.
But this is the thing. He's fallen for what is just a butt sunning. It's a new thing. It's a fad. It'll go away. Everyone will get their private parts burnt and then it'll disappear. But sometimes you can
Your privates will disappear.
No. The fad.
Oh, God.
Like, everyone's doing it saying, oh, this will make me healthy. And then enough perenniums will get burnt, and then doctors will come out and say, can you please stop doing it? It's not good for you. Yeah. But it's a health and beauty regime that seems ridiculous, Fev. And I think people adopt ridiculous health and beauty regimes because they get told that they'll work. And I would love people to share.
I used to put the lemon in my hair, Boxy, back when I was a kid, to make it go blonde.
Well, Fev, I did that too. I remember that was a real thing.
Well, yeah, but my hair didn't go blonde.
So did it lighten a tiny bit?
No.
Because I still think that works.
Okay, so maybe someone can confirm. So 13 10 60, with your unusual health and beauty regimes, does the lemon in the hair actually work?
Well, it worked because a guy that lived in number 6 Birch Court, Dwayne. He used to have blonde, like a darkish blonde, and he used to squeeze a lemon, and it went blonder. So that's why I tried to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But my hair you've didn't got go. Very dark hair, so for your hair to go
I used to
blonde.
Sit out, literally squeeze a whole lemon on my head, sit out in the court, and just sit there.
Need
like
a
Josh
whole
did.
Orchard.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, that's a great example of what we're looking for here. So 13 10 60. By the way, Josh Brolin was Thanos in The Avengers. There's another fun fact.
Never seen it.
13 10 was amazing.
Yeah, what are you rubbing on yourself? Okay. What are you exposing to the sun?
Wow, straight
what
into
are you
it.
Drinking Good that you're stuff. Being told will be of health benefit.
Maybe
to you.
Someone with an illegal solarium could give us a call.
Yeah, they're good.
13 10.
How old school was solarium?
13 10.
I've got a mate, Jimmy. He's got one of those.
Don't mention his
Still?
Name.
Yeah, I think he's might be operating.
Can't do solarium.
The calls are coming through already. 13 10 60. Fifi, Fev, and Byron.
101.9 The Fox.
We're just talking about Josh Brolin, Hollywood star, who has he's gotten himself burnt, hasn't he, downstairs. He was butt sunning, and this is a new thing apparently. A lot of healers on Instagram, people who are claiming it's got healing powers to expose your genitals to the sun. Okay. It's yet to be proven. I'm yet to hear the
it
health
will never
authority
be proven.
Talk about it. But he has,
I'll
in
tell you
fact,
what, you'd be bloody sore for a couple of days.
Ow.
Yeah, jeez. But it's one of these things, you know. There's lots of things you can do at home: beauty regimes, health regimes. And we've got Karen from Botanic Ridge. Hi, Karen.
Hey guys, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Karen. Karen, are you into butt sunning out of interest?
No, not butt sunning, but talking about butts, I used hemorrhoid cream on my face for years because I saw an old episode of Oprah saying it was really good for wrinkles.
And is it?
And let's say now I resort to Botox.
There we go.
Oh,
so hasn't quite done what you'd hoped. Okay, there we go. Oh, the hemorrhoid cream up
hemorrhoid
on the face.
Cream.
Thank you, Karen.
Wow, I remember I heard about that.
By the way, Karen, your petrol tank's full now. Petrol Palooza, of course. Every caller that goes to air wins a tank of petrol all week, Fev.
Yes, Jane in South Morang. Hi, Jane.
Hi. Morning, everyone. How are you?
Morning.
Good, Jane. Morning. What are you doing around the house?
Okay, so I mix turmeric, lemon juice and honey and put it as a mask on my face. But it was supposed to be 1 teaspoon of turmeric and I added a tablespoon and my brows turned yellow.
Oh, there we go. That'd be the turmeric, wouldn't it? It's yellow.
How long have they been yellow for?
Well, it was only a day or so, but I was actually glowing in the dark.
Oh, that's amazing, Jane.
Good stuff. Well, we're filling her tank as well, of course, as part of Petrolpalooza, all for sharing her unusual health and beauty regime.
Petrol everywhere.
Hey, Boxy, I remember when we were in the jungle, Lorena Liflier of Bachelor fame, she went down to the dam and got all the mud and made a face mask.
Oh, really?
And she was saying because it had all the natural oxidants and all, mate. Yeah. It was mud.
It's just mud.
Like she literally put mud on her face.
Right. Like, I think people do stupid things. Yeah,
and
like ridiculous.
She was trying to sell to us that it was making her face clear and was bringing out all the toxins in her face.
Yeah.
No. She literally just covered herself in mud.
Well, Julie from Dramana. Hi, Julie.
Hello. How are you all?
Good, Julie. What have you done? What beauty or health regime?
Well, my sister and I, going back a few years, we used to wrap our thighs and our stomach in Glad wrap, layers and layers, and sleep in it, walk in it, and sunbake in it for the ultimate bikini body.
Oh, wow. And did it work, Julie?
No, I just got a bad case of eczema from it.
Oh, that's amazing.
No weight loss, no bikini body, just eczema.
Oh, that's what a so surprise. Funny. Little, wrapping yourself in Glad wrap.
A little peek behind the curtain, Boxy. I may have wrapped myself in Glad wrap at the start of the year.
Did you?
What? Well, I had to get my weight for Jenny Craig.
So what did
you
do?
You know, I was going to have saunas.
Yes.
I was wrapping Glad wrap around my stomach and around my legs
and then having
a sauna.
Right.
Mate, I dropped that much weight.
You should have said that out loud. Amazing. I can't believe you just said that. Anyway,
so good.
Julie, we'll leave it there. You want a tank of petrol? Congratulations.
I didn't get eczema. Okay. I got peed.
Okay, wow. You're still talking. It's unbelievable. 101.9
The Fox. Speaking of exclusives, we are about to play some of the audio that is going to go to air in a few hours, broadcast around the world, from the alleged victim of Jeffrey Epstein, the one who has accused Prince Andrew of being involved, and the one he has denied having any relationship with. So she's about to go to pre-record interview, but that's about to air in a couple of hours. We've got some of the exclusive audio.
Ooh,
and I'm
Palace
tipping
Insider.
Feb. Well, yeah, we've got a Palace Insider. Yes. And speaking of the Palace, I'm guessing today the Queen has said, could we disconnect the power, disconnect the Wi-Fi? I don't want to hear. I don't want to know. In fact, take me up to that Scottish castle and I want to forget this is happening. Yeah. Mm. This is a bad day for Prince Andrew. So her name is Virginia Jeffrey. She has alleged that she was obviously abused by Jeffrey Epstein and trafficked by him to his friends. And one of those friends is Prince Andrew. So let's hear that she's an
This will be the
now.
Biggest she, story was... tomorrow, Boxy. So you have uncovered something that no one will ever hear until later on today.
Palace
Mate,
insiders.
How do you have these
Unbelievable.
People? You're a freak.
Insiders. So she was apparently 17 at the time. Now she's an adult in her 30s. But let's hear this is what she has to say about her situation with Prince Andrew.
People on the inside are going to keep coming up with these ridiculous excuses, like his arm was elongated or the photo was doctored or he came to New York to break up with Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, come on. I'm calling BS on this.
Bang. She's called BS. No one calls BS on the royals. I imagine actually Andrew's probably just said, what does BS mean? I don't know that he's familiar with the term. She continued, she had a bit more to say, didn't she, Byron? Can you press play on the next bit?
Yes, here we go.
He knows what happened. I know what happened. And there's only one of us telling the truth, and I know that's me. I implore the people in the UK to stand up beside me, to help me fight this fight, to not accept this as being okay. This is not some sordid sex story. This is a story of being trafficked.
Oh, she's just called on Britain. The whole nation to turn on the royals. This is going to be chaos later today. And then finally, she addresses the sweat issue.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, Prince Andrew doesn't sweat.
Is it correct? That's what he said. This is what she has to say.
He is the most hideous dancer I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it was horrible. And this guy was sweating all over me. Like, his sweat was like, it was raining basically everywhere. And I was just like, what? Grossed out from it.
I mean, that's if you're to believe Virginia, because Prince Andrew has a very believable defense. Is this believable?
She described dancing with you and you profusely sweating and that she went on to have baths, possibly.
There's a slight problem with the sweating, because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, because I had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at. And I simply, it was almost impossible for me to sweat.
I call BS on that.
I mean, Fev, the only way to get an answer on this is to pop the prince on a treadmill. Let's get him on the Stairmaster and let's get to the bottom of this.
Oh, that would rate.
See if he sweats up. Hey, with your insider.
Sorry. 1019, The Fox.
Guys, you know what I like about our show? We've gotten a reputation. We have a reputation for saving iconic Melbourne loved establishments and icons.
We've got a great record.
Well, for trying to save, I think, would be what we're famous for.
You're right, Byron, and I agree with that. But that's what it's all about, trying.
Trying.
Remember what we're teaching our kids. Don't matter if you win. You can fail and still be a winner. Okay. We have tried. We're trying.
I tell my kids that.
Yeah. We continue to try, and we often fail. But we've been contacted by someone on Facebook. Now I'm going to turn to Leon right now and ask, who is this who contacted us on Facebook?
This is a name, Alarm Ruff.
Okay, Alarm Ruff. Thank you very much, Alarm. He wrote this. Or she? Alarm. Do we know if we're doing with Alarm?
Can we confirm the gender?
A she.
Alarm.
Alarm. I'm so sorry, Alarm. Okay, here, Alarm wrote this. Hi, guys. I know how much you guys love to try to save places. Thank you, Alarm. We do our best.
Well, don't mention Dracula's a theatre restaurant that's now bulldozed.
Well, yeah, we didn't, and the Chinese bought that and did not want to keep it. Okay. So I'm writing in to you all to try to save the airport lookout. And she's put that in exclamation in big capitals. The airport is looking too close. Oh, sorry. To close it down. The airport is looking to close it down for a couple of years and to operate machinery there. Now, she is very attached to the gelati truck that's been operating there for 20 years, and there's a coffee van that's been there for almost 10 years.
We can't have that go.
You can get gelati down the beach.
Now, the childhood memories have been made around this gelati truck and this coffee machine. Families depend on it. These are people with livings that are providing gelati and coffee for people that stop at the lookout. Now, I've never been to this lookout.
Yeah, never have I.
Well, this might be part of the problem again. I mean, we haven't supported
the problem with this lookout is that it doesn't generate any money. It's free.
Well, it does for the gelati van.
Yeah, but the gelati van can go anywhere. It's mobile.
But maybe it's just cornered the market at the lookout.
You're actually trying to save a gelati van. Yeah. You don't even care about the lookout.
You don't care about the lookout.
It doesn't want to have to deal with like all the gelati trucks in Port Melbourne and down in St Kilda. It's got its own little lookout there. So, Leon, you've been to the lookout. So you pull in and you look at planes. What's the idea of the lookout?
Well, my dad took me there when I was a bit younger. You stop there. It's on the way out to Sunbury. You stop there. And wait for the planes to come in. They just pass over the top of your car.
He went there after the lame duck and was like, "Whoa, it's a plane!"
He had a big night out in Fitzroy. Okay, so Leon's been there once. No one else has even seen this thing.
The lookout. Okay, well, look. We'll try our best, Alarm. We've noted. We've got your message. We've got 6 weeks over the holidays.
Let's save it. Hey, just to go back to when you very first started on that little rave of yours, Boxy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you come last, you lose. There's no such thing as if you don't win. If you don't come first, you don't win.
I was taking the mickey.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
You know how we live in this nanny state? No, stuff the nanny state.
If you lose, you lose. If you win, you win. I just wanted to make that clear. Because all the kids in the car were going, I come last. That's still a win. No, it's not.
I hate to break it to our email, but I think we might have lost the lookout.
Yes.
No, I'm going to fight
on. Hey, we might have lost it, but that could be a win.
I'll go on holidays first and I'll address it when I get back.
Might have been gone by then. Where's the urgency? 1019,
The Fox. The One Direction boys are a funny lot of boys, aren't they? When you think that they've all gone their separate ways, the band's broken up, but they all hit the headlines in the 124-hour period. I mean, we've got Niall in the country, and he's got his new single. Harry has gone and dropped his new single at the same time. Liam got in a punch-up, in a brawl overnight over in the UK. And in actual fact, Niall, how's this? Niall is bumping Koshy from his own show.
I know.
Is it this morning or tomorrow morning?
I think it's tomorrow.
So tomorrow morning... Yeah. Koshy, who has fronted Sunrise for what?
It's a great move.
15 years, 20 years. He's been given the tap on the shoulder.
Well,
see you, buddy, Koshy. Niall Horan is going to do the show with
Sam. That's unbelievable. That's like FIFA. That's like us saying, hey, FIFA, have the morning off. One of the girls from Little Mix is going to pop in and do your job.
No, but Boxy's not old.
So you think for Koshy is part of the rejuvenation of Sunrise?
Yeah, new demographic. Right. Kyle. What's his name? He's back on Channel 9.
Carl.
Carl. Kyle, God. Carl's back. Right. Let's bump Koshy and get Niall. Imagine their ratings.
Oh, wow.
What a move.
It's an interesting one.
Niall could host Sunrise. He's not a journalist. He's a singer.
There's some serious news could go down overnight, and Niall Horan is going to have to deal with that.
Yeah,
it's a disaster.
That's why you just handball it over to Sam.
I mean, he is your mate.
Yes. I sent him a message yesterday because I wanted to know if he was on our show, and he said, am I on your show, bro? And I said, no, I don't know. I didn't have an answer to that. And then I realised that it was a 5 o'clock interview, so we bumped him.
We don't do 5 p.m.
No, absolutely. 5
p.m.
Well, we're not
especially
on at 5 p.m.
When you do breakfast radio. Hmm. And all he wanted to do was have a beer. So let's catch up for a pint.
He's a great bloke, Niall.
He just loves a pint.
What's happened to his mate, Zane?
You told me to text him earlier.
Yeah.
I just thought, you know.
To text Niall to ask where Zane was.
With a friendship with someone like Niall, you just don't ask him about someone else.
Personal questions.
Yeah,
I get it.
I didn't want to look like that person, so I just didn't.
Yeah, no,
I just
fair
forgot
enough.
All about it, so okay. I didn't text him.
But Zane was, remember Zane? He was dating Gigi.
Yeah, he was.
On fire.
I've looked at his Instagram, but if Niall got that, he'd be like, the bloke, what's this Feb bloke on about? Asking about Zane. Don't. I looked at Zane's Instagram, Boxy.
It's been a bit quiet lately.
Well, I hope he's okay.
Is he having recent posts?
Yeah, November the 15th was the last time, but I don't know.
Wasn't that like a Japanese anime?
I'm not quite sure what's happening.
Can you find out what's happening with him?
Well, I just hope he's okay.
Okay.
He just looks like he's had a couple of bottles of scotch.
Oh, dear.
Takes photos. He's a bit ruffly.
Okay.
Oh, dear. I want to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. He just might be a picture for a new cover coming up, I suppose. I don't know.
Oh, God. Mate, I know what he's doing. He's planning the old comeback.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, go quiet and then come back.
Yeah. Okay. This is a great chat.
I might play with the Beat the Bonbon promotion. Here we go.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Fev, with Toby, and obviously I've got Daisy, and I've just, Trixie's only six, so I've been watching kids shows for the last 6 years, but you're right back into the sweet spot with watching kids shows.
I am, Boxy. I moved on to Nickelodeon and got rid of Nick Jr. because the kids were old, but now I'm back on Nick Jr. again.
Oh, yeah, I know, or Disney Jr.
I'm all over it, Dora.
Well, see, this is the thing. Now, a list of parents on, I believe, Mamma Mia's website, they've put together a list of the most annoying kids show. Now, I'm just going to throw it out there, 131060, if you're a parent and you have to endure a kids show every day because your kids love it, but it annoys you, we're now providing you with the opportunity to vent. What is the kids show you can't stand?
Paw Patrol annoys me a little bit.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. I like the whole idea of the dogs and they go safe, but like just one time I want them to fail.
Oh, right. Okay.
They always seem to say, I know the ending.
Right.
Yeah.
They always seem to save the day.
I think that's a thing with the kids shows. I think there always has to be optimism involved.
Yeah.
Like it's a very young age to teach kids that things don't always work out.
I just want Paw Patrol just to, you know, just to, the dogs fall asleep and, oh, God.
See.
The cats are taking over.
The cat.
Just something
Mayor
different.
Mayor
Quimby. Mayor Quimby. Jeez,
I love Mick.
Jeez, he's a naughty boy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the cat man, isn't
he's
he, with
man.
All his cats?
Yeah.
But see, Fev, the one that gets a lot of flack in this particular article is Peppa Pig.
Oh.
Peppa Pig.
See, now I know, a lot of them are saying Peppa's a brat and they don't like their kids watching. Now, I agree. I remember when I started watching Peppa Pig, I thought, Peppa is not necessarily the kid you want your child to mimic themselves on.
Poor brother George.
He can't even speak and he's been on air for about 15 years, so he's quite delayed.
George needs help.
Dinosaur is all he can say. But anyway, no, Peppa is at the top of the list, but I thought before I just read through them all, Fev, let's just open the phones.
Yeah, good call.
Remembering that every caller today and all week on the show gets their petrol tank filled.
Yeah, look, it's all part of Petrol Palooza, that's for sure. You can't imagine people would think this is annoying, surely.
I'm Peppa Pig. This is my little brother George. This is Mummy Pig. And this is Daddy Pig.
I love it. I love it. Now, no, this isn't the phone, but Fiv, the other one I love at the moment is Bluey. Have you got into Bluey?
Bluey, yes. Yes.
I love Bluey. But that's not the phone. The ones that annoy you. 131060.
Your call's next on The Fox.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
We're talking about kid shows because a list has been compiled by Mamma Mia of the annoying kid shows that parents have to endure. And there's a lot on the list that I love.
Yeah, me too.
Peppa Pig.
I'll give you one off the top that I can't get the stupid song out of my head. Blue's Clues. Blue's Clues, Blue's Clues, Blue's got a glue for you. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh, wow.
And he's so annoying. He's in his little stripe top. It's oh, my God, stop. Make it stop.
Yeah, Blue's Clues. I never really got into
Blue's
that
Clues,
one.
Blue's Clues, Blue's Clues. Anyway.
Yeah, that... It's the rant. Songs. It's the catchy songs.
Yeah, they might be the worst part of it.
Hayley in Frankston. Hi, Hayley.
Hello.
Hayley, what kids show annoys you?
Oh, my God, this tops all the kids' shows in the universe, I swear to God, in the Night Garden with that creepy narrator.
We've got some audio first. Before we assess just how annoying this is, here's a little grab from In the Night Garden.
Hello, Macca Packer.
Oh, upsy-daisy, upsy-daisy.
Oh, that is annoying.
Oh, it is... But Hayley, do you know what?
He loves it.
I love it.
It's worse than claws going down a chalkboard.
Oh, it's so funny. Oh, I love In the Night Garden.
What
it makes me really relaxed.
Yeah.
Well, it's so, clearly whoever created it, they were on opioids or something. Like, there's no way you're thinking clearly and you come up with that concept.
Right. What channel is that one on? I don't think I've ever watched that one.
ABC
before.
Kids. Oh, there we go. In the Night Garden.
Don't watch ABC Kids.
What? You don't watch any free to wear?
No. Okay, fair enough. Foxtel.
Thank you, Hayley in Frankston.
Danielle in Pakenham. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Danielle. What's your most annoying kid show?
Dora the Explorer.
Oh, Dora.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Swiping, no swiping.
I don't love Dora.
Okay. Really?
Look, no. Map, and then,
backpack.
Well, that's...
Don't.
I mean, I can't... Honestly, I'll never look at a backpack the same way again. Like, okay. Even when you were wearing your backpack in Tokyo, I kept going, backpack.
Yes, I was singing it, and I'm going, where's Diego? Where's my map?
This will trigger you, Danielle. Here's a bit of Dora the Explorer.
Oh, yes, don't.
We did it! We did it! We did it!
Do you know the great
one?
Oh,
yuck.
Do you
Sorry,
know what
Danielle.
I love? Have you ever watched Bubble Guppies, Fev?
Yeah, Bubble Guppies. I love
Bubble Guppies.
Bubble Guppies are the best.
What are they?
I think there's
line
a Lenny.
Line up, everybody. Line up. It's lunchtime. It's the best.
Hey, just quickly, Danielle, and this goes obviously Bubble for Hayley and Frankston as well. Yeah, no, good on Danielle. A tank of petrol for you, by the way, with Petrolpalooza.
Perfect.
Oh, okay. You could always.
I think there's a Lenny in Buffalo Guppies.
It's time for lunch.
It's time for lunch. It's a great show.
Oh, I'll pass.
Bubble
the Backyardigans are good too.
Yes. Emily from Cranbourne North. Hey, Emily.
Hi.
Just before we fill up your tank with petrol, what's your most annoying kid show?
I hate Beyblades.
Beyblade?
Yes,
I don't even know Beyblade.
He's obsessed with the Beyblade show. You know, the spinning tops?
The Beyblade spinning tops. I've got
what
the theme here.
On?
This might help everyone. This
it's
is
on
the...
Netflix.
Okay, Netflix kid show. Here we go. Beyblade, let it rip. Let's fight an epic battle. Face off and spin the medal. No time for doubt now. No place for... Sounds like Blink 182 did the theme.
I like the sound of it.
They do this 3-2-1 let it rip thing that is so annoying.
I'll do a 3-2-1 let it rip too.
Okay, thank you very much. Well done. Petrol for everyone.
It's a free for all.
As part of Petrolpalooza. This is The Fox. Fifi, Fev and Byron.
1019. The Fox.
Guys, massive show tomorrow.
Huge show. We have Channing Tatum joining us. Fev.
Yeah.
You and I will be interviewing him. Right. Cannot wait to meet the big man.
I went to bed last night. I'd got Toby a bottle and I could smell like, you know, you have your fake tan.
Yeah.
Smell it. Go to Alex. People fake tan, and she goes, Channing, I've got him tomorrow. Channing.
That's right, she's going
to see him. She's going to see him. She loves him. I'm like, fake tan? What's happening here?
Hang on. So Alex is going to the fancy lunch that Channing Tatum is part of. You guys are going to do an interview.
And Mia's going.
But she's making more effort for Channing Tatum than she would for her own.
Oh, 100%. Wow. She loves him.
There we go. Well,
she don't love me.
Fev, you and I are going to a hotel room to be with Channing.
Ooh, hang on a minute.
Hang on a second.
Look out. That got weird.
I might have to stay back.
With our baby.
That's really strange.
No, I mean, like, stay as in not go.
That will be
I'll
on.
Fee and
I'll give Fev a bit of room. Yeah, okay.
It's okay.
All on tomorrow's show as well.
It's okay.
As free
I'm fine.
Petrol I'm fine. For every single caller between 6 and 9 a.m. tomorrow.
With the biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices, Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.